of who we are, how we'll be remembered, and perchance, what we leave to others for the future. What's your legacy? Here's some great stories of Flint Hills legacies from the Emporia Community Foundation on KVOE, live and local.
Live and local, it is 830, 66 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
We've been talking about activities basically all week, and one of the ones that is going to be taking place this weekend is the Sertoma Club launching its annual miniature train season. Pastor Ken Happel, Terry Summey joining us right now. Pastor Ken, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Terry, bring that microphone on uncomfortably close. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, glad to have you, and how excited are you to launch the season tomorrow?
I'm pretty excited. I talked to Russ Beck, who really does a lot of the work with our train, and he says it's ready to go. And as I was coming over this morning, I had to think, we have to give props to the city employees who really take care of us down there, because when we had that windstorm a couple weeks ago, they got in right away, got all the branches out. He's going to go check the track. I think he either checked it yesterday or today to make sure that everything should be okay, but we're not worried about it.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you guys had any damage, but it really looked like everything got cleaned up in a pretty quick hurry.
They did. They go down and they do such a good job with the zoo, and then we're kind of right next to it. And so, yeah, the park department went down and cleaned everything up. And, yeah, it looks good, and we're ready to go.
Awesome. Pastor Kent, how excited are you to get things rolling tomorrow morning?
Actually, I don't get things going until next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. So you got a few days.
I'm the Wednesday nighter.
Got it. So, but you're going to be a piloting the train around the track, eh?
Yeah, I hope to do that. We have a group of three people that work each night, and we just alternate between running the train and greeting people, visiting with people, and selling tickets.
So how do you get the job of running the train? I have to ask that, because I've never asked that question before.
It's just turn a switch, let go of the brakes.
And away you go.
And away you go.
Just make sure that it doesn't go out of control down the track, right?
We actually have a governor on it, so it can only go so fast. Yeah. At one point, it did not, and you could kind of control the speed. We just decided that, yeah, we needed to just have a single. So it does have a single speed. It goes, if the car goes a little lighter, it goes a little faster. If the car goes a little heavier, it goes a little slower.
Makes a lot of sense. So what are the hours going to be here for operation? Are they the pretty standard hours that they've been in years past?
Yes. We will be running, we'll start this Saturday at 6:30, run Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and then we will run on Thursday mornings from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Okay. So again, the Sertoma Club miniature train season starting tomorrow evening, 6:30 to 8:30, then Sunday 6:30 to 8:30, Wednesday 6:30 to 8:30, and then Thursday is 9:30 to 11.
9 to 11.
I apologize.
Yeah, 9 to 11.
Got it. Okay. What does it mean for you guys to be part of this tradition, which is now better than six decades old? The people bringing their families, maybe enjoying it themselves, plopping their kids on, seeing the joy that this brings.
I enjoy visiting with the people because we do hear those stories. Just about every time we run the trains, we hear stories from grandparents who are bringing their grandkids, even helping them get in and out of the train because they're still riding with their grandkids. Mm-hmm. And so to have that connection with their kids, grandkids, probably even some great-grandkids, it's pretty cool to see that. The enjoyment from the people.
How about you, Terry?
Well, so I know my college roommate is in town for the bike ride for Unbound, and we were talking about it, and I said, told her she needed to come down and ride it, and she said, well, I'm an adult, and I said, we go from 0 to 99. So yeah, we have just about as many adults riding. We did have a private event earlier this spring. It was a lady that came in, I think from Kansas City, who saw our train, wanted to ride it, and so she scheduled a party so that she could come down and ride it with her family. And so, it's really nice to see, you know, it's truly a family activity. And I've been involved with the train for probably close to 30 years now. And, we've never raised prices. We've kept them the same because we do know that it is so important to people in Emporia. We did a giveaway last week. Main Street's been doing their Winning Wednesdays, and we gave away a train party and five packets of five tickets. And so we have five lucky winners that received those. One of them, I know the grandmother for that one, and she said it's her daughter in the military who put in to win tickets for her nephew, who's going to be one on Sunday. And so they're excited when the aunt comes to town, they're going to ride it as a family. So, yeah, it's just really neat to see the tradition and to know that it's such an important part of our community.
Terry Summey and Pastor Ken Happel joining us as the Sertoma Club miniature train season, along with all the other activities taking place this weekend. The launch is 6:30 to 8:30 tomorrow from Soden's Grove. And not only the fact that you're able to keep the prices the way they are and have throughout, this has got to be a great way to introduce some maybe new community members to not only Emporia, but to the Sertoma Club in general.
Yeah. I don't know if we've gotten any. I've been missing.
Maybe not. For but a at while. The same time, it's still kind of a nice inlet, though.
Yeah. We have gotten a few because, well, I mean, Pastor's one of them. He, you know, Kent came in when he moved from Salina. You know, he was looking at what service club he wanted to belong to, and the train was a big draw for him. He didn't say that. I know he's told me that. but we do, and we could use more members, and that's something, you know, I feel like I'm a broken record calling for that all the time. But if you have an interest in keeping the train going, we have a lot of older members that are not going to be able to be as active, and so we really need younger people to join our club. And when I mean younger, I'm talking 20, I don't know, up to 70 probably, that are interested in the train. We have two other fundraisers that we do. I know we've talked about. You can kind of pick and choose. You don't have to come to our meetings. It's good to get to know people that way. Our dues are only $50 a year. We reduce them. I think we're a fun group. We meet at Pizza Ranch at noon. But like I said, we've got members that don't come to a lot of the meetings. They pay their dues, and then they go down and help run the train, or they help with another one of our projects. And yep. So, yeah, if you're interested in driving the train, as Kent said, it's not hard. You just turn a switch, and you go forward, or you turn a different switch, and you go backwards. And
listen to the kids yell in the tunnel.
Yeah, listen to the kids yell in the tunnel, and just go down to have a good time and be willing to talk to people and make them feel like, you know, make them feel welcome. And, I mean, it's really not hard because you see so many smiles on their faces.
You also have to blow the horn.
Yes, that is a critical part of the job.
It is, because you get people, you get kids behind you that are, you know, either doing the hand gesture or, you know, honking themselves to know that, yeah, you need to do that. So I try to go between the horn and the bell.
Awesome. Well, again, the Sertoma Club miniature train season starts tomorrow, tomorrow evening specifically, 6:30 to 8:30, and then again Sunday, 6:30 to 8:30, Wednesday, same hours, and then Thursday, it is 9 to 1. Pastor, anything else you wanted to add before we close things down and get ready for the weekend?
Thursday is 9 to 11.
9 to 11. I thought I said that this time.
You said 1.
I said 9 to 1. Oh, geez, I got it wrong both times. 9 to 11 on Thursday. Anything else you wanted to add?
Paying attention.
Oh, geez.
No, it's just
no further comment on that.
Come down and enjoy it. It's a good time. It's reasonable for all families.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. You know, just enjoy some quality time with your kids.
Yeah, tickets are still 50 cents for a ride. If a child is under 2 and cannot ride by themselves, we don't always require a ticket, but a lot of people will buy them. You can buy a pack of 25 tickets for $10. They never expire, so you can always bring them in and use them. We have ice cream and sodas down there. We did have to raise the prices on that a little bit because prices are a little more in the grocery store.
Sure.
So that went up to $1 for the pop and $1 for the ice cream. But so we'll have those available. And, yeah, just come down, have a good time, and bring your family. And I think even with Unbound, it'll be kind of fun. You know, you take a break from watching the people come in, or maybe we'll get some Unbound riders down there. I know I ride with the babes on bikes on Wednesday nights, and we were out riding, oh, I don't know, 3 years ago, and the train was running, and so we rode down there, and we all got on the train. And I think that A lot of them still talk about that. There, we took a break and went down there and all jumped on just to, you know, take a spin around towards the end of their night.
Yeah, I remember that. I was working that night.
Good times to be had. The Sertoma Club Miniature Train launches its summer season tomorrow. Terry, Pastor Kent, thanks for joining us. Best of luck here and have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Indeed. 841 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Yeah, the Sertoma Miniature Train season begins this Saturday down to Soden's Grove. Again, it runs through the end of August. 66th season for the Miniature Train. Again, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, 6:30 until 8:30, and Thursdays, 9 until 11. Just 50 cents. It's 840.
Tune in every Monday morning at 6:50, as well as the second and third Thursday of every month at